This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace. When fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Flesh, fullness of God in helpless space, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. Precious blood of Christ, alleluia. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever block me from his hand.
No guilt in life, no fear of death. This is the power of Christ in me, says that opening hymn, In Christ Alone, written by Stuart Townend and Keith Getty, but sung there by Encrew. In today's Gospel reading, John chapter 14, 15 to 17, Jesus tells his disciples, If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. The Greek word for advocate is parakletos, which when translated means the one who comes along to help in times of trouble and helps us to be brave. So, with the Holy Spirit present in their lives, Jesus tells his disciples they need never feel alone. They will have a counsellor and they'll be strengthened for what is to come. Now, what is to come may cause them to fear. They may not see Jesus for a while, but they will not be alone. They will not be orphans. Such reassuring words for the disciples to hear. Let's listen to Russell Watson singing Always There.
When I'm less than I should be, and I just can't face the day, when darkness falls around me and I just can't find my way, when my eyes don't clearly see and I stumble through it all, you I lean upon, you keep me strong, and you rise me when I fall. You are there when I most need you. You are there so constantly. You come shining through, you always do. Always there for me. When life brings me to my knees, when my back's against the wall, you are standing there right with me, just to keep me standing tall. Though a burden I may be, you don't weary, you don't rest. You are reaching out to carry me, and I know I'm heaven.
I love the words of that song, especially that chorus. You are there when I most need you. You are there so constantly. You come shining through, you always do. You are always there for me. So on this night before Jesus died, he began preparing his disciples for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Later in chapter 16, he tells them that he must return to his Father in heaven, because only then can the Advocate come and take his place among them. He says in John 16, "But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." So we have here God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, working together in concert, moving and functioning as one. Our next song is entitled Awesome God, sung here by Sinach. It was recommended to me by one of our listeners just last week, so I'm playing this one for you today, Ihoma.
Holy are you, Lord, all creation call you God. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We're standing on of your holy name. Lord, we bow down and worship you. Oh, just lift up your hands to him. Holy are you, Lord.
Are you, Lord.
All of creation.
All creation.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Lift up your hands, say worthy.
Worthy.
Worthy is your name.
Is your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We worship.
There are many organisations today which come alongside people who struggle with various problems, and there's one such support system called Advocacy, which is free and independent, and which seeks to involve us in making decisions about our health, our care and well-being. Their staff explain things that people don't understand. They help people make choices. They support people and stand by them as they make their voices heard. And they'll even speak on their behalf and stay with the person until they've achieved all that they wanted. When Jesus told his disciples about such an advocate, he probably had in mind that kind of help and support, and more, because this special helper, this counsellor, would also lead them into a deeper knowledge of truth. He would equip them with spiritual gifts, and he would enable them to face future trials and persecution. I've always loved this next song, a song sung here by Carole King, and it's called Call Out My Name.
When you're down and troubled, friend. your door. You just call out my name, and you know.
But what about that part in the gospel where Jesus says, "The world cannot accept the Spirit of truth because it neither sees nor knows him"? Is he suggesting that those who reject God are those who don't listen out for him, or have even given up trying to find him? Or does he mean that some are blind to the power of the Holy Spirit and are missing out on a deeper relationship with God simply because they don't seek him? There are many people in our world today in desperate circumstances, feeling rejected and unloved. And who knows, they might be saying to themselves, "I'm lonely, I'm lost. I've tried praying to God, but he's not there. I never sense his presence." So where can they find God? Now, the Holy Spirit is no gate crusher. He always waits for an invitation. He simply waits to be asked. Is he waiting for you to ask him today? But surely it's up to those who know about him already to tell those who don't know. Might part of the fault that they cannot see God be ours as Christians? The gift of the Holy Spirit was not given for the benefit of Jesus' followers alone. They must reveal him to others. Allow the Holy Spirit to move through their lives and speak through them so that the world might see and receive him too. I heard a story told by a man called Graham Twelfthtree about a homosexual who was dying with AIDS. Without disclosing his illness, he invited a Christian minister to lunch. Halfway through the meal, the ill man paused. He looked the minister in the eye and blurted out, "I'm dying of AIDS." With tears in his eyes, the minister reached across the table and touched his arm. "I'm so sorry," he said. "I'm truly sorry." Later, the man became a Christian, and he said to this minister, "Do you know why I've decided to receive Jesus into my life? When I told you I was dying of AIDS, I watched your body language. I wondered if you would suddenly lean back away from my face, or if you would surreptitiously move your glass and your plate away from mine. And instead of rejecting me, you reached out and touched me, your eyes filled with tears. You accepted me. And then and there, I decided that your God is the God I want to meet when I die." What a moving story. When people receive the Holy Spirit, they actually become Christ's body here on earth. And that's when others are able to see him through us and come to know him. Here's a lovely song today called "Christ Has No Body Now But Yours." It's a lovely hymn sung here by Josh Garrels while he's on a community retreat, and you'll hear everyone joining in with him.
"Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he sees. Yours are the feet with which he walks. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Thank you.
Jesus goes on to promise his followers a unique and very special kind of relationship with God. I'm reading from verse 20 this time of John chapter 14. On that day you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. An extraordinary coincidence occurred during the rebuilding of St. Paul's Cathedral following the Great Fire of London, when Sir Christopher Wren, the architect, began laying out the shape of his proposed dome. He called a workman to bring him a bit of stone. The workman grabbed the first piece that came to hand from the rubble. Inscribed on it, in Latin, was the word resurgam, which means, may I rise again. St. Paul's rose swiftly. Now, few cathedrals are built in a lifetime, but Sir Christopher Wren completed the project in just 35 years. In the chaos of the times we live in, amidst the rubble of life, the Spirit of Jesus will rise within us if we invite him to take his rightful place. However dead we may feel, however lost we are, whatever oppressive force may hold us captive, whatever chaos there may be in the future, Jesus will emerge victorious like a green blade of new grass. And so I'm going to close our program today with this song on that theme, where new life arises from that which is dead. But first a prayer. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, let me learn from you. Come be my guide in life, my helper and my comforter, and fill me each day to overflowing, for I need you. Please make yourself known to me. Restore me, come live in me, and raise me up to a brand new life. Amen. So here to finish is the Smoke Fairies singing Now the Green Blade Riseth. And that's all we've got time for. So it's goodbye from me, Sheila Hamill, and Andrew Ridgewick, my technician.
Bye, everyone.
Bye for now.
Now the green blade rises from the buried grave. Dead has been, love has come again, like wheat that springeth green. Christ is seen. Love has come again.